This is the Mother Jones Podcast. I'm Jamila King in Brooklyn. On today's show, extraordinary and exclusive leaked video revealing how a big-time conservative dark money group brags about writing GOP voter suppression bills across the country, ratcheting up the Republican-led war on voting. Today, the Mother Jones reporter who broke this story about a massive nationwide campaign to weaponize Trump's big lie about the 2020 election, with the real purpose of helping Republicans win elections and strip Americans of the fundamental right to vote. Doesn't get much more urgent than this. Stick around. Ari Berman, our voting rights reporter. Oh boy, it has been a week. How's it going?
It has been a week. Good to talk to you, Jamila.
You got your hands on some pretty amazing leaked video last week. For anyone under a rock who didn't see this story everywhere, how did you get it and what did it show?
Yeah, we had a scoop, hashtag scoop, all caps scoop. Yeah, Jamila, it was a pretty remarkable find.
I was able to sit down with Governor Kemp 3 days before he signed the election package in Georgia, and I had one message for him. Do not wait to sign that bill. If you wait even an hour, you will look weak.
We got a video through a watchdog group documented that we partnered with of this huge right-wing dark money group bragging about writing all of these voter suppression laws in the states.
This bill needs to be signed immediately. The state legislature in Georgia got it done, and you can help own this and cheerlead this if you sign it quickly. Do not delay.
We had video of a big donor meeting from the Heritage Foundation, the lead right-wing think tank, where officials with that group and officials with their sister group, Heritage Action for America, talk very openly about writing model legislation to restrict voting rights and trying to pass it in a very short period of time.
It's the same message we're giving Governor Ducey here in Arizona, the governor of Texas, Governor DeSantis in Florida as well. Do not delay. Do not sit on these bills.
So it really was proof of a massive, coordinated, right-wing, dark money campaign to make it harder to vote.
And we are going to take the fierce fire that is in every single one of our bellies to right the wrongs of November, to right the wrongs of the mistreatment against these men and move it into other states. So where are we? Arizona. I'm gonna tick through these real quick. These are live firefights happening right now, today.
Tell us more about the woman at the center of this video, Jessica Anderson, who's the executive director of Heritage Action for America.
Jessica Anderson is, as you mentioned, the head of Heritage Action for America. She's a former Trump administration official, and she is the main person in the video we obtained.
This is exactly the type of fraud that we have been raising the red flag for months now. We know that the fraud is real. We are fighting not only the front to make sure that the votes are legal, but to ensure that conservatives don't fall to the prey of the left here. And the reality is that the left is using this basically as psychological warfare.
Basically, what she's doing is she's talking to top donors of the Heritage Foundation.
Good morning.
At this event in Arizona.
Good morning.
So it's kind of like a retreat for all the dark money bigwigs.
What a time to be in the fight. What a time to be in the trenches, and what a time to be in it together.
Look, all of these states are passing new laws restricting voting rights, and we, Heritage Foundation and Heritage Action for America, we are writing these bills. We are leading the effort to pass them. This entire coordinated assault on voting that you're hearing about, that's us. That's basically what she's saying in the video.
Iowa. Iowa was the first state that we got to work in, and we did it quickly and we did it quietly. Honestly, nobody noticed. Why? Because Iowa doesn't have a big bullseye on its back in the way that Georgia does.
Right.
So we worked quietly with the Iowa State Legislature. We got the best practices to them. We helped draft the bills. We made sure activists were calling the state legislators, getting support, showing up at their public hearings, giving testimony. And we were able to get three provisions in the larger election integrity bill that were directly written by the Heritage recommendation.
She is basically talking to the top supporters of the Heritage Foundation and of Heritage Action for America. Now, you can't actually see the donors, so I don't know who was there, nor do we know a lot about them because so many of them are secret and don't have to be disclosed thanks to the Supreme Court Citizens United decision. So we don't totally know who she's talking to, but we know this was billed as a leadership retreat for the group's top supporters, which I imagine includes their top donors and also maybe some of the activists as well. And so she is speaking a majority of the time alongside another expert at Heritage, Hans von Spakovsky, who has been leading the group's efforts to restrict voting for two decades. And then there's also two legislators from Georgia who are there as special guests, including one of them, a guy by the name of Barry Fleming, who wrote the House bill that is very controversial in Georgia, rolling back voting rights.
Let's clarify a bit here. Listeners may have heard about the Heritage Foundation, but what is Heritage Action?
Yeah, so I'm assuming our listeners know who the Heritage Foundation is. I mean, they're basically the premier right-wing think tank dating all the way back to Reagan. But Heritage Action for America is essentially their sister group and their political arm. And it was founded around 2010 to basically link Heritage, which had been around a long time, with the ascendant Tea Party movement. Basically, the way it was described by former Heritage president Jim DeMint is that Heritage comes up with the policy and Heritage Action makes it happen. So he described it as a 1-2 punch.
We couldn't do anything at Heritage Action without Hans, without John Malcolm, without the research team at the Heritage Foundation. And so this needs to be understood as the 1-2 punch. Got it? 1-2 punch.
Heritage has the ideology, but Heritage Action has the politics to make that ideology a reality.
And listeners will have heard of dark money, but what is that exactly? Their funding is secret? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, their funding is secret. We literally don't know who is funding them. We know some of it's been disclosed. We know that both groups, Heritage Foundation and Heritage Action for America, have taken money from the Koch brothers, for example, have taken money from big billionaires. But if you look at their disclosure, the Heritage Foundation raised about $122 million in their most recent tax filing, and they don't have to disclose who most of those donors are. And Heritage Action for America has raised $11 million in its most recent tax filing, and they don't have to say who their donors are. So the fact that you have dark money essentially writing and organizing campaigns to pass voter suppression laws, to me, that's really a double whammy when it comes to how our democracy is being undermined.
Okay, back to the video. What's the biggest takeout from this video for you, Ari? The thing that really hit you over the head?
The thing that really hit me over the head is the people from Heritage bragging that they wrote these voter suppression laws. I mean, they just flat out said it. The quote from Jessica Anderson is, quote, "In some cases, we actually draft them for them," talking about these bills.
From there, as we create this echo chamber, we're working with these state legislators to make sure they have all of the information they need to draft the bills. In some cases, we actually draft them for them, or we have a sentinel on our behalf give them the model legislation. So it has that grassroots, you know, from the bottom up type of vibe.
So they are basically saying in Georgia, in Texas, in Iowa, in Florida, all of these bills that have been passed restricting voting rights, they are either being written by Heritage or Heritage is leading the campaign to pass them.
We've also hired state lobbyists to make sure that in these targeted states, we're meeting with the right people. I was able to sit down.
And I think what it shows is that all of the bills we're seeing, they're originating in Washington, D.C., by these huge and very influential dark money groups, and they're being exported to the states. And so, I mean, I really think this is proof of what Hillary Clinton used to call the vast right-wing conspiracy. I mean, they are out there bragging about the fact they are leading this voter suppression campaign that has been incredibly effective in such a short period of time.
So Iowa's huge victory. Governor Reynolds signed the bill on March 8th. Little fanfare, honestly, nobody even noticed. My team looked at each other and were like, it can't be that easy. it can't be that easy. Then we turned to Georgia. Woohoo!
Essentially, all this amounts to an admission or bragging about how they're working behind the scenes to secure model legislation around the country. Where did they name check exactly?
So they're working in 8 battleground states. They're working in Arizona, Michigan, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Nevada, Texas, and Wisconsin. And they gave specific detail about certain states. They gave a lot of detail about Georgia. They said they had written 8 provisions in the Georgia law for things like cutting the number of mail ballot drop boxes or preventing election officials from being able to send out absentee ballot request forms or making it easier for poll challengers to watch the polls. Things like that, they're going to roll back voting access. They took credit for in Georgia. They said they wrote 19 provisions in the Texas bill.
They're putting some serious money behind this too, right, Ari?
They are. They're spending $24 million over 2 years, this year and next year.
We've already started. We started, frankly, right after the November election, but we've already begun this work in House and Senate legislative and general assemblies at the state legislature all across the country.
To both pass restrictive legislation in the states and also to try to block the For the People Act, the sweeping democracy reform bill introduced by congressional Democrats.
We also have this ever-present problem with H.R. 1. Now, I call H.R. 1 the Corrupt Politicians Act, because that's what it is. So, Hans, what is in this bill? It's 600-plus pages, and how bad is it?
H.R. 1 is basically the dream bill of every left-wing advocacy group we've been fighting against for years on election issues, and they put it all in one bill.
They're not the only group that's doing this. They're also coordinating with a bunch of other right-wing groups that are spending money, groups like the Susan B. Anthony List, Tea Party Patriots, Freedom Works. And they lead this call every Tuesday where they say, the quote from Jessica Anderson was, "We literally give marching orders for the week ahead. Also, we're singing from the same song sheet of the goals for that week and where the state bills are across the country." I mean, so it's $24 million plus a lot more. And this is really an unprecedented expenditure by right-wing groups to draft these bills, to pass them, and to defend them. In my decade of covering voting rights, I've never seen anything like this before.
What was Heritage Action's response to your reporting?
Well, we got the badge of honor. We got accused of cancel culture. So it's finally happened. And I think, you know, far from canceling Jessica Anderson, I think a lot more people know who she is today than they did a week ago. But she said, quote, "We've been transparent about our plans and public with our policy recommendations, and we won't be intimidated by the left's smear campaign and cancel culture." Now, the interesting thing is the entire story is based on their words. So, I mean, that's all it is. Everything was based on the video and things that they said. So if they don't like the things they said, that's really their problem because they said them. That's not the fault of our reporting.
All right, stick around. More on the reaction to this big scoop coming up on the Mother Jones podcast and what can be done to protect voting rights in the face of such an intense nationwide dark money campaign. And hey, if you're listening right now, you can do something so simple to support the show, which is just hit that follow button wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really does help. The Mother Jones stories you're hearing right now are brought to you by our listeners and loyal readers who fuel our work. Audience support makes up 2/3 of the Mother Jones budget and helps our team dig deep on stories that matter. Make a donation at motherjones.com/give to keep our nonprofit newsroom humming. Again, that's motherjones.com/give. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Ari Berman, our senior reporter covering voting rights at Mother Jones. He's talking about his big recent scoop about how a prominent conservative dark money group is funding and promoting voter suppression legislation around the country. and bragging about it, weaponizing Trump's big lie about the election being stolen. Ari, what was the immediate reaction to the video in your world of voting rights?
Well, it got a lot of attention. I think people were shocked that you would have a group be so brazen.
Now, all right, give us context. What's the event? Who is Jessica Anderson and what is she describing in the video you obtained?
Hey, Chris. Well, thank you for having me back. So Jessica Anderson.
It resonated, I think, pretty well online. I noticed that a lot of members of Congress, a lot of senators were tweeting about it. And they were not just tweeting their outrage about the story, but they were basically saying this is why we need to pass federal legislation protecting the right to vote, because it's so obvious there's a coordinated campaign to undermine voting rights in this country right now.
The Iowa GOP seemed to be challenging Heritage Action's bragging points. What's that drama about? How do you think it's going to unfold?
This is fascinating to me. So I suspected that state legislators were not going to like this, that they were not going to like Heritage taking credit for these bills. Now, I will say two members of the Georgia legislature, two Republican members of the Georgia legislature, were at this donor meeting that we talked about. And they praised Heritage Foundation. So, I mean, I think some legislators are obviously supportive of these groups and crediting Heritage for doing this. But Iowa Republicans were furious. And they basically said Heritage didn't write these bills. They weren't lobbying on these bills. And they're either lying or they may have committed an ethics violation, lobbying for a bill, but not actually registering as lobbyists. So this was a wrinkle that I did not necessarily expect. I expected certainly Democrats and progressive types to criticize Heritage, but I didn't expect Iowa Republicans in particular to be so outspoken in basically calling them liars. I mean, I think in some ways it was the Iowa Republicans had the harshest comments about Heritage than anybody.
Any word on how Democrats may use this information to counter voter suppression? I mean, are they doing enough and doing it fast enough to ward off all of the things that are happening right now?
Well, so I noticed a lot of people in Texas, for example, which is probably the next state that's going to pass legislation restricting voting rights, saying, do you really want this to be the next state? And Beto O'Rourke tweeting that, Lena Hidalgo, the chief judge in Harris County, tweeting that, basically saying, this is a coordinated dark money effort that's being originating in Washington, D.C. and is being exported to the states. And do we want Texas to be the next state? So they were trying to use it as ammunition to fight back on it. And then I think congressional Democrats were making the point that this is exactly why we need to pass the For the People Act, because what the For the People Act would do is it would both crack down on dark money and voter suppression. It would treat those issues as combined. And they're saying the reason we're doing this is exactly because of what Heritage is doing. You have a dark money group that is organizing and funding voter suppression efforts. And so these issues are connected. These attacks on our democracy are connected. And then if we don't pass federal legislation protecting the right to vote, this is going to get a whole lot worse.
Ari, finally, this is pretty damning evidence that the right wing is not letting go of Trump's big lie. They're only betting in even more, it seems.
They are. I think the overall aim of the Republican Party right now is to institutionalize and weaponize Trump's big lie. Jessica Anderson, the head of Heritage Action for America, says in the video that she has a righteous fire in her belly to, quote unquote, right the wrongs of November. So this is all about the last election and to try to succeed where they failed the last time. They weren't able to overturn an election, so now they are trying to accomplish the goal of the big lie, the goal of the insurrection, through other means.
Ari Berman, senior reporter for Mother Jones covering voting rights, congrats on uncovering this crucial bit of reporting, and thanks for joining the show, Ari.
Hey, thanks so much, Jamila. Great to talk to you again.
That's it this week for the Mother Jones podcast. I'm your host, Jamila King, in Brooklyn. Again, if you want to support the show, it's so easy to do. Just go to wherever you're listening to this episode right now and hit that follow button. It really does help. This week's show was brought to you by the incredible scoop gotten by our reporter Ari Berman and Nick Sergi of Documented. It was produced, edited, and mastered by James West, with additional production by me, Jamila King, and Mark Helenowski. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is brought to you by Mother Jones listeners like you who donate to keep our newsroom buzzing. Help us stay on the beat. Go to motherjones.com/give.